Okay. Yep. It is Week in Weebs, episode 46, October 9th, 2023. I'm Alonzo here with Jason, and we got a week of, I guess a short week, a smaller week, but not really, because it's kind of condensed 2 weeks together. How'd you feel about the Bleach finale?
It didn't feel like a finale, but...
Yeah, it really didn't. Right.
When you said it was a finale, I was like, what?
Yeah.
That was a finale? I didn't realize it was two episodes that came out, too. I don't know, like, just the beginning of, I guess, the last stretch of the arc? I don't know.
It kind of felt like where you would probably have liked the season to start off at.
Yeah.
If anything, like it was kind of like a teaser. It was like a season of not really a lot of serious stuff happening, and then at the end, the last two episodes is a bunch of serious stuff that I may have wanted for the rest of the season, but instead I got for the last couple episodes, and now they won't be back until 2024. So I mean,
oh, won't be back until next year.
Yeah. Which isn't far away. I don't know exactly what month, but it just said 2024.
Okay.
How'd you feel about the season in general?
It was okay. The part one was better. To me. Yeah, part one was better. The finale was meh. I guess it's because, like, we did get to see, like, Squad Zero and everything, but at the same time, it's like they just introduced them. I don't know if they were, like, a huge part of the show prior to now. You know what I mean? I don't know if they were mentioned.
They weren't in it.
Okay, so, like, I guess it's cool to see, like, how strong they were and stuff, but I don't know. For me, it just was like, eh. The first, it was a huge drop-off in terms of urgency and seriousness to me compared to part one, because I was like, okay, you know, Thousand Year Blood War. Going into it, you know, I didn't really watch much of the old stuff. Like, I knew general knowledge, like basic stuff. Like, I know what Bleach is. I know some of the characters. But going into something like, okay, you know, this is the last arc. It's about to be all out war. The Quincy's just freaking, you know, invaded, killed their captain. And, you know, just started the war. Basically, like, yeah, we're here, and it's time to go. But then when they show up again, it didn't really feel like... I mean, at the start, I guess it kind of felt like, okay, they probably are going to win. Obviously, I know they're not going to win. Like, let's be real, it's an anime. You know, the main character and his team always wins. But I did think they were going to make it a little more high stakes. It doesn't really feel like anybody is really dying. Like, a few people died, but they're still alive in zombie form and they can still think technically. I was expecting more casualties and more fights of the caliber of what we first seen when they showed up originally. So yeah,
I think the first season was better in terms of seriousness, story, probably animation, at least for the entire season put together. Even though this season had, I guess, technically a lot more fights. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I might give animation to this season. But that Yamamoto fight was really good in the first season.
It was really good.
And I don't really think anything this season topped that.
Anything near that, yeah. And but, even with the last fight with Yawitch versus it was just kind of like, all right, it wasn't really back and forth. It was just Yawitch getting trashed. Like, it was, you know, like, it wasn't any kind of back and forth, really. And you were right about him being his son of the Soul King.
Oh, really?
I think they kind of said that, like, I don't know if they said it, because remember we were talking about it when they had, like, a little flashback when they were at the table talking to each other, and he was like, I'm taking your, or he was like, I want to speak to father or something like that, or along those lines and stuff like that. So I did get clarification from James that he is the son of the Soul King. I also find out what his true motives are. I'm not going to spoil it for you as well. But
okay. Is there a timeline for when I'll find that out?
Yeah, yeah. He has good reasonings. I don't want to spoil anybody. That's why. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Most of the people that listen to our show probably actually read the manga anyway. Or, you know, if they are into anime, you know, they already probably know because it's been so long. You know what I'm saying? So, most you mind people, if I say?
I feel like you, I personally would like to wait.
Okay, okay.
Just as me, because I'm not going to read it.
Yeah, okay.
So, I'll just wait to find out. But, yeah. And I think it was a little bit, not even a little bit, a lot, not a lot. I'm not even wording this grammatically right. I feel like it was very hard to make all these characters and then make them feel important at the same time.
Yeah. In such a short time, too. But they were saying, I was seeing a lot of people saying that he was using the anime as a way to like rectify some of the writing mistakes he made during the manga, or just make certain characters feel better. Cause I was just reading that from like some comments about people talking about it, saying like he's really doing justice with some of these characters, even though like me reading that, I'm like, really? Cause Grimmie kind of was just like, you know, I feel like he could have been a huge part of the Quincy's plan, and he could have played a bigger role, specifically with his power. But it seemed like he was just there just to be there.
Yeah, like some characters, like Grimmie, for example, information was taken out.
Yeah.
And then some things, stuff was added. And I think it was interesting what they decided to add and take out. Because, like, I would have, like, for example, like, I would have taken a few more seconds of the actual Grimmie information. I would have taken that over some of the animation, the animated things that wasn't in the manga at all, just to do them. Like, for example, like, the gun, like, the Byakuya fight against three Quincy's. I probably would have traded some important Grimmie information for some of those fights, even though it was cool. And I think I also read that the Bankai for the, was there, the Fabric Lady was not in the manga, but they put that in the anime.
Like her beating the, like the Quincy's top guards, that one?
Yeah.
Oh, when they like all killed themselves to allow for full power?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like that wasn't in the manga, but they put that. And I'm not mad at that. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that, I think that's what I was. I think that's where I got what I said from when I was like, I think they were talking about that previously, about how they actually showed the strength of like Squad Zero when they actually go all out. Because I guess previously it was just like all rumors, or they would be like, yeah, or people would talk about like, yeah, if Squad Zero used all their power, it would shake all, you know, like the Soul Society, Earth Realm, and Hueco Mundo all at once. Like everybody would feel it, and they gotta like hold back. So I guess he did that to like actually showcase like, yeah, they're actually this powerful. Yeah. Which was like kinda cool, but her thing was like, I don't know, it seemed like the Quincy just lost, I'm gonna be honest. It feels like the show.
Yeah, I'm confused. How does that impact the story?
Like, because realistically Yawich lost all his, he cut his power in half, right? And then he took away his name, and he made him an ant, the king of ants. So it's like, based on his Bankai, if that's really what it does, then he should be powerless. I don't know how he will get any power back. And then not only that, but he did basically all the Quincy's who were still alive. He can like revive any Quincy he wants. He can take power from other ones and give it to the ones that are dead, who he finds the most powerful, or the ones that should, you know, accept the power or should have the power. But at the same time, it's like two of the people who were getting their power sucked away kind of just was like, no, I'm not going to do it. So it's like, I didn't really get that. Yeah, I'm like, what? How can you say no to this? I feel like this is just like he picks and chooses. And if he feels like you're you know, disposable, then you're disposable. Like, how are you going to go against his will? You know what I'm saying? That was kind of weird.
Also confused me. I didn't know if maybe they just, like, evaded the beam and then now they're good, or, like, they just...
But two, it was like with Braz B. It was Braz B and the zombie girl. They were both in the beam, and they're like, I'm not dying or something like that. I'm not. And then they had the weird like fan service thing. Like, I'm like, what is going on? I'm like, what is happening? Like, what the heck? Like, what?
And the anime made that worse.
I'm like, bro. I'm like, what? Because it just cut. It literally cut from them fighting to just, I'm like, what is going on? Like, what?
That was weird.
We didn't see him come back to life.
Yeah, that's the thing, because in the anime, they show
he got killed by, fighting. He got killed by, what's his name?
So, I don't know. I don't know how it affects canonically, but he's like, yeah, it's over. And I didn't think they had a choice in the matter. So
He got zapped, so he dies anyway. So he got his power taken away in here. Which is pretty cool. I feel like he's so powerful but so trash at the same time. Like, I feel like the means of him doing a lot of this stuff could have been easily done by himself if he just absorbed all of their powers and just like wiped out whoever he need to wipe out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, because it seems like him alone keep
people around at all.
Yeah. Why does he even keep people around? Like, why is he giving these people? Because it's all his power. Like, literally, it's all his power that he's just dispersing throughout people. So it's like, why don't you just keep all of this? And why didn't you just show up and just trash everybody in this like Soul Society and force Squad Zero to come down or open the gates? You know, to protect. But this could also go back to like what his true reasoning is, which you'll find out later. But he could have just trashed, because the whole point of the Soul Reapers is to protect the Serite, right? So he could have just destroyed the Serite, and then Squad Zero's like, well, the Serite is gone. Like, even though our thing is to protect the Royal Palace, our first job was to protect the Serite. You know what I'm saying? That was our first and foremost job. And then, thinking about it, I actually kind of do think I know what they're going to do. Because if Yowich has no power, I feel like Aizen is going to take this opportunity to do some stuff, probably.
True.
So that's probably what's going to end up happening.
I do know I was spoiled on something about Aizen, but obviously I won't say that. So
yeah. But I don't think Yowich is done. I don't think Aizen was like, we're gonna cross paths anyway. So I feel like Yowich is kind of just in this place where he needs, I guess.
I don't know. Help. I don't think he was really beaten. I just can't see the main villain getting
losing
beat
like that. But this dude's super strong though. I mean, this is halfway through.
I mean, it's only two the more seasons. Part out of yeah.
It's four parts?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if I'm going to keep watching. I'm going to be honest, bro. It's not really... I don't know. It's not really... Part one was really good. Part two is just like, all right.
It's going to be like three... I mean, what was it? Like 4 or 5 months in between the first part and the second part or something like that?
Yeah.
You might change your mind by the time it comes around.
We'll see.
We'll see what else is out.
We'll see,
man. Maybe this arc. I think Tower of God is coming back. Slump. Maybe a sophomore slump.
You haven't seen Tower of God, have you? We gotta pick our next animes anyway. But
I think I want to give Undead Unluck a try.
Oh yeah. That can definitely be on there. Yeah, but we still need like what, two more?
Need one more. Kenshin's gonna go on.
Kenshin's gonna go for a while. For 24 episodes. JJK is gonna go on for a little bit longer too.
So I just need one more new one. I mean,
you think
Zom's
going to come back?
I would hope so, but I have no faith. I think it will come back eventually because they're not really giving up on it per se. At least on the social media side, like they're still posting about it and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to come back. They just haven't announced it. Who is your favorite Squad Zero member?
Probably the dude that creates the swords.
He was also my favorite. From like a voice actor standpoint.
Yeah.
The number very eccentric. One Zanpakuto creator.
He spoke in English too, yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. He was funny. In terms of powers, we haven't really seen the hot. Well, really.
I think they're all the same strength. I think they just literally split up their powers. Is that what you're about to ask?
Except no, I was going to say, like, my favorite power out of all of them.
Oh.
Well, technically, I guess we haven't seen.
We did see all of them, though. We saw all of them. We didn't see their Bankais.
Yeah. Like, we've only seen two Bankais.
Yeah.
Out of five.
Yeah.
But I think from what we have seen, I think it's just amazing to me that he didn't put her Bankai in the manga.
Yeah.
Or any of the Bankais. Except this guy's.
And his is pretty cool. His is really strong.
And I guess his isn't really his full power either. Because that was the thing. Like, they killed themselves, but this guy was still around.
Yeah.
So, like, they still had to be lowering or splitting power at some
at this point, yeah.
Amount. Yeah. But I really like his power. Like, what even is it? It's just, like, he can just rewrite things or erase.
He can rewrite, yeah, basically everything. The definition of what something is, he can change it at his will.
So, like, when he rewrites.
Because he took his arms, he was like, I cut your arms in half. And he, like, rewrote his. He literally just took half of the name of his arms up. And then he had. Yeah, and then he just had 50% of his strength. And then he was also like, I'm going to remove your name. And that took, like, all his power. Or something like that. And he was like, actually, I'm just going to cut it in half. And then he took all the black from everything.
Yeah, I didn't really understand that.
Yeah, but I guess, I don't know. I guess that's just, like, I don't know. And then he wrote in white. His new name and stuck it on him. So I guess like him taking all the black is like his way of like retconning or just like blacking out, you know, someone's existence, and then whatever he writes in the white is what they are now. And then he also had giant hands and giant limbs and like,
yeah, that was cool.
He's basically like God, bro. I'm like, what the heck? Like, what does the Soul, so what does the Soul King? Yeah, like, what does the Soul King do? And I think we saw the Soul King. He was like in a little orb, but it just looked like a outline of a body.
Yeah.
So,
like when they erase, see, like, okay, he says Your Majesty. So I thought maybe like when he blacked him out and like erased his name, I thought maybe that meant like erasing his existence.
Mm-hmm.
From like everywhere. No, I think
he still exists, but he said he's going to make him the King of Ants. That's his new name, the King of Ants.
Okay.
That's what it said in the anime, at least.
So maybe it just makes or the King of Bugs forget his name.
Yeah, he was like, and he also, yeah, erased the knowledge of who he is.
Yeah.
Which I feel like he could have just stopped right there, because like, he doesn't know who he is, so he probably doesn't even care about this. And he's probably like, why am I here? What am I doing here?
Yeah. I was just wondering if that erased that for everyone or if it was just for him.
For him, yeah.
How do I say, am I low?
Nah.
Okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
On my screen is just coming down low. But I think that's all I got for the Bleach finale.
Yeah, same.
We get introduced to Yoruchi's sister for a second.
Yeah, she was coming with like a bunch of tools or a
like
bag.
Gifts
of,
or something, I don't know.
Yeah, she was like, she left with me. I brought other stuff to help. And then, what's his name, was like sus about it. He was like, yeah, they might not be there when we get there. And they were like, oh, you haven't changed. And he was like,
hard.
Yeah, he was like, our duty is to protect the Sarite, not save lives. But I feel like Urahara is just always sus, but not in a bad way. Just like being mystique,
like,
you know, like very
step ahead.
I don't like, even when he says stuff, like he'll say it in ways where it's just mysterious, but it's not ill intent. It's just like, yeah, like you said, like a step ahead. Like, I don't know.
Because they were supposed to wait for them and then they didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
I don't even know why they're going up there, honestly. It seems like they have it handled, but obviously some more is going to happen. But
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, really, they're only going up there to get what's his name back. And obviously fight Yawich if they have to. But it seems like the sole purpose of you know, Ichigo, Chad and Orihime is just to get what's his name back.
You're you.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you might be dead. Oh.
I don't know. At the end, it didn't look like he died, and he was, like, going to sleep. The other ones looked like they were actually, like, getting clapped by her, by her, Bankai. But, yeah, we'll see what's up with that.
Yeah.
And I kind of expected them to come back to life. Like, there's no way they just showed up and then just died. Like, the blonde dude, the Viking.
They done died, like, twice now.
Yeah, I'm like, bruh. Like, because he didn't really even show his true power. They still really didn't show their true power. The only one that really showed his true power was the sniper guy, to be honest. And the blood dude, the dude that can rewrite or change your blood, or he can.
We didn't even talk about him.
Yeah. His power is kind of lame. I'm not going to lie. It's, like, cool, but it's, like. All right, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like, too many powers. I feel like it was just too much to write all that and think of something interesting for each and every one of them. What was I going to say?
We're going to peak anime, something that's actually good.
Yeah. Now, you're going to make them mad because, you know, they'd be
comparing
Jujutsu and
Bleach. I don't care. I don't care.
I don't really understand the comparison. Bleach introduced
to. Apparently, I was talking to James. He was like, the creator of JJK got a lot of inspiration from Bleach. Like, domain expansions and secret techniques are Bankais and what's the other? Shikais.
Yeah.
He was like, he got that inspiration from that. Because, you know, like, the Shikai is like the earlier version, and then you had a Bankai, which is like your grand move. So, secret technique and then domain expansion. But I think this does it way cooler. Bankais are okay, but it's like, I don't know. And everybody, I mean, everybody
there's
can't have
so
Bankai.
Many of them.
Yeah.
Is the thing. Yeah.
And everybody can't do domain expansion, though. Like, only like, you know, top special grade or whatever it is,
like
sorcerers
we've seen
can do.
Like, three domain expansions.
Yeah.
Four, actually.
And they're all from the strongest people that we know of.
Yeah, like four and a half counting Megumi's broken one.
Yeah.
I was going to say one thing about Bleach. Oh, yeah, that was another thing that took away from the seriousness. It's just everyone keep coming back to life or, like, not really dying.
Yeah, no one's really dead. People come back to life and then throwing in jokes, cutting out the tension. Like, it'll be super serious and then they just add a joke in and it's like, all right, well, there goes the moment.
Like, the only people I can think of off the top of my head that actually died was the luchador that Renji fought, and then the Fear F guy that Rukia fought.
That's really it. All the other ones came back to life. And then the people that did, the other, like, or Quincy's that died didn't really matter anyway. They were just there. You know, like, the old man with the guns.
I guess the two
the
that
fat
got
guy
because they lost.
Yeah, but they killed each other. Some of them was, like, killing each other, too. Which was another weird thing. Like, this army isn't even... I don't know. I don't think that was a good thing to do. To have, like, this group of people who are, in like, fighting amongst themselves. Like, what? I don't know. We can go to we can go to the next thing. We don't got to keep talking about it.
Yeah. It's over. Season's over. So, yeah, how'd you like the past couple episodes of Kaizen?
It was good. Didn't we talk about the last one?
Nah, we didn't talk about them.
We didn't talk about two episodes? We missed two episodes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because he yelled out, like, hey. Okay. So, if we start from where we left off. What's his name? I can say his name because we know it's not really ghetto. Kenjaku. Yeah. Was basically explaining to them, like, hey, you know, we sealed Gojo, and they were trying to say, all right, let's go get, you know, Sukuna's vessel or whatever and kill him or take him in. And he was like, yeah, you guys got to do whatever. I'm going to stay here because I got to watch this cube to make sure nothing happens or something like that. And then Mahito knew he was lying. He could tell he was lying, but he was just like, all right, whatever. he didn't really say much, but the other two, they believed him. And then they were like, all right, we're going to go try to kill. Well, Mahito and the other blood sacrifice. What is it called? The blood dude, the baby, right?
His name Chozo. It's like a death painting womb.
Yeah, death painting womb. Was like, all right, yeah, I'll go with you. Let's try to kill Itadori. And then the other dude, the volcano head, he was like, no, we can't kill him because we need to get, you know, Sukuna here and give him all his fingers so he can, you know, come back. But, which I kind of don't understand, because that was like, the fake ghetto was like, that was just like the backup plan if this didn't work. So,
yeah, I thought that was interesting.
I think he also mentioned, like, Sukuna probably won't even care about what we're doing. Which, you know, like, he's the god of curses. He probably doesn't even like curses. He just wants to rule the world and be the strongest. You know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't care about curses. And their whole thing is, like, curses want to live like regular people. Which is, like, I guess not a bad reason to take over the world.
I kind of see it like a iRobot, like, robot.
They could have done a thing kind of like Chainsaw Man. You know how you got devils, but you have devils that also are just, if they're tame enough, like if they're not crazy devils, they can just live. They don't worry about them because they don't cause any problems. It could have been like that, but obviously for the sake of plot, it's not. You know, like, sorcerers get rid of all curses.
Yeah, sorcerers aren't doing that.
Yeah. So yeah, they were like, all right, let's go. And then it cuts back to, before Gojo fully was inside the seal, he was like, Ghetto, how long are you going to let him take it? Like, use your body. And then he was like, what are you talking about?
Oh, I forgot about that.
And then Kenjaku was like, he's not here. But then his body literally started choking himself, trying to kill Kenjaku, like, get out of my body. So, you know, that's something that I think will play a part in the future.
That's interesting.
I think Ghetto might not really be
fully dead, or he
might come back in some form or fashion in some way. It's not really a spoiler. I guess it is. I got some information about a similar kind of situation with someone else where this kind of thing is happening, but said person was able to get his body back.
I feel like I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. So, I mean, it probably will happen next episode, honestly.
If I had to guess, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, it's giving me some, like, okay. But that dude was weak as hell, like, so that's, you know, that could also be a thing. Like, Kenjaku's strongest, you know, like, he probably won't let that happen because he's so strong. But there was, the reason behind it is actually a good reason. And then I also forgot about the two girls. They were like, you lied to us, you said if we gave you his body. They're fucking idiots, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah, they are,
like,
stupid.
That was very dumb. Like, oh my god. What the heck,
you really trust him?
And then he was like, you're stupid. Like, I told you, because he has his memories. I'm pretty sure he was like, he told you, like, if you're going to do a deal with a curse, it has to be a pact. But they just, like, trusted his word and they didn't make a pact. Because if they made a pact, then they would give his body back. But since they didn't make a pact, he didn't have to follow through with anything. So, I don't know. It was very, very interesting. And then the cube seems like it's having a hard time trying to maintain Gojo. Because, like, it started crying, and then all the eyes turned blue. And then Gojo was just sitting there like, well, good luck, everybody. You know, I'm counting on you guys. He doesn't even really care. He's just like, yeah, I'm in here. It's whatever.
Yeah, it's not
He's like, if I come out and you're all dead, I'll just kill everybody. But if you're not all dead, that'll be not. He didn't say that, but that's kind of how it's feeling. Like, he's like, you know, if worst comes to worst, I'll be stuck in here for however many years. And then when I come out, the world may be different, but I'm so strong that I could probably, you know, change it back to how I need it to be. But yeah.
Okay.
And then Yuji lets everyone know that Gojo was sealed. They meet up with Nanami, and he meets up with Nanami and Megumi, and then the other Ino. And then Nanami's like, all right, I'm gonna go in. I think he's trying to go into the subway, right? That's where he's going.
I think so.
He's trying to go straight into the subway, and Ino is like, all right, we got to figure out where they punched. Yuji punched the veil, and he was like, this veil is a little bit different. It's super strong on the outside, so they're probably somewhere making it not inside of the veil to, like, increase the strength of it, because it's, you know, it's the the power or the base of it is exposed, so that makes it stronger. And they were like, all right, it'll be in a super obvious place. And then they figured out real fast it was on a skyscraper. And then you got this old ass lady, this old man, and then her grandson just kind of talking. They're like, how long do you think it's going to take for him to find it? And in the middle of them talking, they just grab the old man, throw him off the building. And then Eno stays up top and he's about to try to fight the old lady and the grandson. And then old dude smacks the floor from like, they said it was like 60,000 feet or something like that, but his body was like untouched
meters or something.
It was like no damage, and they're like, this could be a trap. And then they just let him kind of get up, and he's like, oh, you guys have no manners for old people or something like that. And they start fighting. His technique is inverse, so if you hit him with a super powerful attack, it'll make it super weak. But if you hit him with a super weak attack, it'll make it super strong. But there's like limits. There's upper and lower limits to it. So like, which makes sense, because if there's no limits, then he could just die by getting tapped on the arm. Like, he would just instantly get killed. But they kind of figured out like there's a limit to the inverse. Like, it'll only go so far. And then he also was like, if this dude ran into Gojo, he would just die. Because even though Gojo's so strong, he can't. His curse technique isn't strong enough to inverse all that. You know, like, that's the upper limit. Like, it's only so much he can inverse, and there's only so little he can inverse. And then they're like, all right, so we're going to trick him to think we didn't figure it out. And they figured it out because Megumi hit him on the head with, like, the back of the sword. And he was like, he took damage. Like, he got a bruise from that. But when Yuji, like, used his, you know, curse energy and punched him in the stomach, he was just like, okay. And so he figured out that weak attacks is inverse, and then weak attacks are how you get them, but also it's best to do it if you do two at one time, because I'm assuming he can't inverse two things at simultaneously, I'm assuming, or something along like those that. Lines. Yeah. And so he throws the bunny to make sure it's correct. He used like the bunnies, and the bunnies hit him in the shoulder, and it was like a little dent on his shoulder, and he was like, ah, okay. And then they surround him, drop the elephant on him. And he's like, you guys keep running or whatever. And then, they both punch him at the same time, but then the toad just hits him in the stomach. And then he's like, what? You figured it out? And he's like, oh, it doesn't matter. I'm still going to beat you guys. And then him and Yuji have like a clash, and then Yuji fakes like he's about to punch him with like full force. And then he like stops abruptly and then just like taps him on the forehead and then makes him dent the side of the rail guard and then he like basically is done. I don't think they killed him though. I think they're about to question him, right?
No, I don't think he's dead either. I was just kidding, but
yeah, he got trashed. Then we get a backstory on him, and basically the existence of Gojo changed like the whole existence of Jujutsu sorcery and how life was to be and to be known, which makes sense because
creeps.
Yeah, before. They were just creepy people, and they were just doing, because they're like, they're too tied up with the curses that they don't even check on, you know, bad sorcerers. But they're like, since he was born, it's like, which is kind of true. I like the analogy that they use, because it is like this in sports. Like, once somebody breaks a record, then like, it's very weird. Like, if you look up the fastest mile, like, they were talking about the fastest, like, nobody could ever get like a sub 5 minute mile or something like that. Right. And then the first guy got it, and then literally every year after that, it was just a new record. Like, it was crazy. Like,
people realize they can do it, and
they can do it. So they're like, "All right, let me lock in." So when he was born, he just freaking shook all of the sorcery world, and was like, "All right." And then the curses were like, "We gotta get stronger." Yeah, and they were trying to kill him, and he was like, "Stop staring at me." And then they just froze up, and we're like, "All right, yeah, we gotta leave this dude alone."
They just quit sorcery at that point.
Yeah, and they hate him because they feel like he changed the way they live. And she looks old still. She looked old in the past. She looks old now. He looked younger, but now he just has a weird ass mustache and no hair.
It's a Monopoly, man. But yeah, that was about it. I really liked the inverse dude's power. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. He was like, nobody's figured it out. And by the time they do, it's too late.
I feel like
that is just like, it is a hard thing to figure out.
He's 61.
But it is trash, though. I ain't gonna lie. Because once you figure it out, it's like, dude, you're garbage.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure he relies on beating people quickly.
Yeah. And then, yeah, we figured out he was like, oh, this old lady. Okay, and this was really cool because they were talking about how like it's super coincidental. Like, that's crazy that this dude also does manifestation. Because they were talking about it because he was like, he put the mask on and they were
No
like, he was like, I can
mediums.
manifest four different curses or whatever, and like I can use them fully. And then the old lady was like, or the grandson was like, wow, that's very coincidental. Like, or like, what's the chances of him being the person we fight? Because we're about to do the same thing, kind of. Like,
Yeah.
you're about to allow me to manifest into somebody else as well. And then he was guarding the old lady so she could finish her little like seance or whatever. And then he transformed, and then he was like, yeah, this is the strongest one yet. And then once he transformed into Toji, he just literally ripped his mask off and started beating his face in.
Yeah,
And
that's
I was like, all
crazy.
right, I think this dude might be dead.
I think
He
he's
might
gonna
be
die
dead.
too.
Yeah, like.
But I feel bad because I want to root for their side, but also I like
Yeah,
Toji.
and Ino's cool. He's like,
Yeah.
he was like semi partial special grade. He literally could have like requested it, but he was like, no, I want it from you, Nanami. Like, I want I want you to be the one to ask or, suggest me for it because he looks up to him. So he's like actually super strong.
Yeah, his power was cool. We didn't really get to see all of it, per se.
Yeah.
There's four of them. But
He only
yeah,
used what,
Toji just ripped the
two or
thing
three?
off. Just kill it. It does kind of suck that he has to wear that mask, though, to
Yeah,
do it.
you don't like that? That
I
he
mean,
has
I
to wear the
like it.
mask to do it. He has to cover his face. He could get a sweeter mask for sure.
Yeah, he just kind of looks like a burglar.
Yeah. He'll got something that looks dope, like a demon mask or something.
And then as soon as he came up, he was like, "Is he a famous jujutsu sorcerer?"
Yeah, he was like, I
He's
can't. He was
like,
like, I can't sense any curse energy from him, but his stance is like, is he a famous sorcerer or something?
"That's
He
crazy."
was like, I can just tell from the look, and so yeah.
I want to see if Toji and Megumi are gonna like meet.
Cross paths.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm interested in. I don't know if Ino's gonna live or not. I guess we'll see. But
Yeah. I got spoiled with some upcoming fights too. I didn't think it was going. I just skipped through it because I was like, I didn't think it was going to be a spoiler. But it spoiled me. It was like Toji. I was like, what? I was like, what? I'm like, how is he coming back? Because I was. It was like all the upcoming fights in the anime, and it was just. I'm like, I don't think it's going to be. Because if I don't know these characters, it's not going to spoil me. It's just like who's going to be fighting. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be introduced. So I didn't think
yeah.
anything of it. But then when I was flipping through it was like Toji, and I was like, what? And I was like, ah, let me stop looking at this because they might, I don't know, some stuff might happen or it might bring up some other stuff.
Jutsu's going crazy.
Was that the last or last page of the chapter that you showed?
Yeah, that was it. It was just getting
Okay.
beat up, and then I'm pretty sure that's the last thing that happened in the anime.
So yeah, that was the last thing that happened. So yeah. Hopefully they can get up there in time to help him. So yeah, I think Toji and Megumi are going to see each other because they're going to go back up to try to help Ino for sure. Like they got their guy.
Hopefully. I want to see that interaction. And I want to see what you're talking about.
Oh, about
Like with Toji, like if he's gonna like
Yeah.
be Toji or if he's just gonna be the guy.
Yeah.
Kenshin, we just, I mean, his whole
I
squad just
told you this shit
died.
was just stupid. I'm like,
Wait,
bro.
what do you mean
It was just
stupid?
funny because like everybody's just running towards the gun and just getting clapped.
Oh yeah, that was funny. It was
And
silly. He's
I'm
just
like,
like,
all
get
right, bro. And
get.
then because I was thinking the guy with the bullet, like the finger bullets, were gonna get him, and then he flicked it, and the real bullets just like shot
Yeah.
the fake bullet, and he died too. And I was like, all right, well, they're all gone. And then essentially, he killed everyone. The captain of the thing, Iwabe or whatever, was like, all my people are dead. And he vowed to kill Kenshin at the end of the episode because he was like, I don't know. I don't even understand that, really. Like, why do you still want to kill this dude?
I think he just wanted to kill him just because he lost the fight to him,
Yeah.
if
And then
anything. I think the
they
most,
got. Oh, you go.
I was gonna say, I think the most like interesting part of this episode was Megumi because I thought that she did kill herself.
Oh yeah, I was like,
it got me for a second. Yeah,
when they, I was like, are you fucking serious, bro?
I was like, oh shit.
I was like, oh my like, god, they just did all that. They just did all that, bro. All like, these people oh just goodness. Died, and you're about to kill yourself.
Like I like audibly gasped at my seat. I was like,
I was like, bro, no way. And then Sinosuke was like, are you stupid? Like we just did all this. That would be so pointless. And then she was going to turn herself in, but Kenshin was like, nah, you're not going to do that because you're just going to end up dying. And he was like, you can become a doctor and help people. Like, all the people you did wrong. He was like, it's better. He was like, you dying is not going to change anything. Like, you messed up all these people's lives with opium and stuff, and then you just go and die. Like, yeah, or not even. Opium will still be around. Like, it might not be as potent, but people are still going to sell drugs and people are still going to die. But what you can do is be a doctor and save lives. You know, that can be how you rectify your wrong, is by saving lives and helping people. And then they got her to be able to be like a assistant to that doctor they spoke to in the town. And then this dude escaped. And
I don't understand why he cut their heads off.
Probably to just keep them, you know, like
to just keep them.
these are my men.
Memorabilia?
I guess so, yeah. That's the only reason I could see.
I thought maybe he just didn't want them identified. I don't know.
Yeah, that too, but it's like not everybody can see him, so.
Yeah.
And then he was like, Kenshin, next time I see you, you're going to die, and he's just going to keep following him. And Kenshin was like, that's good. That means he won't bother other people. Like, I'll be his only target, and that'll keep him living. It's like, all right, I guess that's a good reason. Kenshin probably is going to lose. I think that if the show ends with Kenshin dying, it'll probably be this dude killing him.
Really?
I think so.
I wouldn't be mad at that. If it's like a good
they
fight.
Say it seems like Kenshin's old as hell. Because they're like, how old are you? Remember, they never tell us his age. So I feel like it'll be like
27.
That's how old he is?
I think so.
Because remember, they're like, how old are you? They're like, why are you? She was like, you were a samurai in this age? How old are you? You must be old.
Okay, maybe he's older than that. Let me see. I'm going to check real quick.
I mean, we can just look up how old is Rurouni Kenshin. I don't think that's a spoiler.
He's 28.
Oh, yeah. He's not old at all. Never mind, then. Yeah. How old is she? The girl.
17, I think. 18?
Okay.
Something like that. So, yeah.
And then Megumi was choosing at the end.
Choosing.
She was like, yeah, you know, if you want to be my boyfriend, you know, I'm still around. And then what's her name was like, why would you say that or something? And then Sanosuke was like, why are you so mean? Like, why are you joking like that? She was like, that's not a joke. Like, I'm dead ass serious. Like, what the heck? And then she basically told him, like, you could be my boyfriend too if you're more manly and act more like Kenshin. And he was like, as if, basically.
This wasn't an anime.
Yeah, that wasn't an anime either.
What does he say? Oh, he just buried them. He buried their heads, I guess.
He killed his guy?
No, he didn't kill him. At least, yeah, I don't think so. So, yeah, he gave him a burial. At least now we know what happened to
this
heads.
Episode was really cool. I just watched this. I like this. Oh, yeah. Remember we were talking about, like, Yeah, like how he doesn't really do anything. Like he's kind of just there. But right. We're seeing like he is progressing as a swordsman and he's getting stronger. And he even went and got a job so he could save up for a sword just like Kenshin. And he was trying to hide it from him.
Yeah, this episode was surprising to me because I felt like last episode was like a finale. But then I had to look up that it was going to be 24 episodes. And I was like, okay,
yeah, I don't think Kenshin's. I think Kenshin's just going to go all the way through.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be like seasons. I think it'll just be.
It is a straight. Nice little episode to see him actually get some shine.
Yeah, he got like a little girlfriend now.
I don't
even
think he likes
about.
Her.
He's yeah, not, he doesn't even like her. She likes him, though.
Yeah, he's in there.
Yeah, he's so in there.
If he wanted to
be. Yeah, if he wanted to be, yeah. Lil Yahiko. He was like, stop calling me Lil. Which is like, why are they calling him Little Yahiko? I mean, maybe the adults in the store or in the shop call him that, but like, why are you calling me Little Yahiko? Like, what? We're the same size. Like, what the heck?
I think she's like a little taller than him. I don't know. or maybe I don't know how old she is or he.
Yeah, they're probably around the same age. But yeah. I thought it was pretty cool that we got a little look into like what it was like prior to this current era, like how like families were loyal to each other. Because she was like, the only reason she was around with that guy is because that dude's family was, I guess her family was loyal to his family. And
yeah, like some 300-year debt or something.
Yeah, yeah. But with the new era, the debt was like basically relieved, but she was still around. And he was like, you're still in debt to me, and making her do stuff.
Yeah, that was a little weird. If that was me, I would not hold that up.
Yeah, but he's fucking broke, and he needs money. So he's doing anything he can do.
Yeah, they're sorry. 300-year debt.
I thought Yahiko was just going to trash him right here, but then the main dude was going to beat him. That's what I thought was going to happen. Not them just jump him, and then he gets his run back later. Yeah, but I like how Kenshin told him, like, the best way to manage multiple opponents is to run or to act like you're running and then get them one by one.
When Call he said duty. That, I just thought of, like, Apex. Like, ah, yes, the Souls game technique.
Oh, Souls? Bro, I was just thinking straight Call of Duty, bro.
Yeah.
Like, when you run and you're just like, oh, shit, it's four people, you just run around and they're all chasing you, but you just get one at a time. And I was like, yeah, that's crazy.
I thought, like, Souls game, like, oh, there's too many enemies here. Like, I gotta, like, run and, like, hit them a couple times, run back again, hit him again. That was fine. And then he was doing good. It was just too many of them.
But then the captain figured out, like, he's not running. He's just, which was, I don't think he should have put himself in a corner. He should have been a little more, you know, like, an alleyway that's open with multiple, you know, ways to leave. So that he could keep, I thought he was going to keep running. He literally just stood in one place and let him come to him one at a time. So he didn't even really execute the strategy as well as I thought he would. But it worked out. He took out like three of them. Yeah, but then once they figured it out, Kenshin and Sanosuke had to stand up to let him know, like, if it can get like that. Yeah,
we over here.
Like, hey. So, and then he looked back, and then they dug down, and he was like, all right, whatever. And then he got his one-on-one with the main guy, and he was like, all my training has been, you know, working out. It's been going really well. I can see all the sword path, like the sword path and everything.
Yeah, he had a real
and
sword.
Then he was about to, I thought he was about to chop his foot off. I'm not going to lie.
That's what I thought, too. I thought some bad guy. I thought he was going to get more beat up the first time
around. Yeah. When they jumped him, I thought he was about to get, like, degree. Like, I thought they was about to really do him
that's
bad.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
but they didn't. Because Kenshin was like, no, we can't step in. I was like, what do you mean? Like,
yo.
I'm like, what are you talking about? But then they're just, like, beating him with, like, the sticks. And I'm like, all right, it's not
as
bad.
Like, on his head. I thought he was going to get, like, really beat up.
Yeah, same.
But he ended up beating this dude. He just, like, stepped on the sword with his left
foot. He, like, lifted his foot and then stepped down on it. Because he was like, oh, my right foot. Because he lifted up the one leg, but the other leg was still exposed. So I thought he was going to get cut on his other leg, the one that he didn't lift up. But then he just stepped down on the sword and then smacked the dude on his forehead.
With the sword.
And then, everybody kind of just walked away. What's her name? Took the girl home, and then they walked.
Oh, this is funny, too. When they made the sounds.
Yeah, like, they were trying to act like, yeah. It was cool. It was a nice, like, breather episode. Especially, like, everything that was going on.
You know, last episode, they tried to make me... It was, like, I was kind of stuck in between of, like, feeling bad and also, like...
Yeah, because, like, those dudes were bad
characters
people anyway.
Look so, like, grotesque at the same time.
Yeah. And then when they died, they were, like, bad people anyway. So it's like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
The group. So it's like, all right. They were trying to make us feel better about them, like, in the end. Like, oh, they're not so bad. But at the end of the day, they just terrorize people. And they're, like, hired guns, so.
But they loved each other.
Yeah.
They
loved the boss.
They were, like, training. And he was like, you smiled. And dude's face was just like the same.
Yeah, he's like, did I smile?
Yeah.
I guess so. And then, yeah.
Yeah, we saw you smiling, bro. Like, it was like all heartfelt. But, that's all we got. I'm glad that Kenshin is going to keep going.
Kenshin's been low-key carrying, I'm not going to lie. Every week, Kenshin is good. Like, if it's one show that I can expect to be good, Kenshin is not going to fall through.
It's already a proven, tried and proven concept.
Yeah. Because it's been remastered twice.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's good. I like it. You know who Corey Kenshin is? The YouTuber?
No.
Oh, you don't know familiar. Him? He's a black dude. He does like playthroughs.
It sounds familiar, like, but I
he's like one of
him.
The biggest. He's a super big YouTuber, but his name is based off this show, Corey Kenshin. Like he named his yeah, and I was like, oh, that's kind of. But I've never seen the anime, but I can see why he likes the. I guess how Kenshin is.
Yeah, it's a good show. I do gotta excuse me, get out of
skedaddle.
Here. Yeah, I gotta go.
All right.
Probably come back next Monday. I'll definitely watch Undead Unluck. Maybe we'll pick another show
comes
before
out next week or this week.
It came out like the first episode.
Oh, okay.
A couple days ago. I have no idea what it's about, but I'm just gonna come in blind and watch it.
Oh, I can give you a quick synopsis if you don't mind.
Sure, if you want to. It's like a minute.
It's like super, super quick. So basically, okay. The girl is super lucky, and the guy wants to die. But he can't die. So he's keeping her with him because he wants her to stay around so that he can be killed. Because she's like super luck, like her power is luck, like everybody wants her. But since he has her like hostage, everybody's trying to kill him to get her. Because he's trying to get somebody to kill him because he just wants to die. But his power is that he can't die. So that's where the undead comes from. And then the luck is her.
Okay. That's interesting. So it's like a suicide story.
Basically, yeah. That dude just wants to die. He wants somebody to kill him, but nobody can kill him. Because his power is not... It's not being able to die. Which seems like whenever somebody can live forever, that's like their thing. It's like, bruh, I'm ready for this shit to be over.
Yeah.
Which is like...
That reminds me crazy. Of... like Kaido from One Piece, because like mm-hmm. no one was like able to kill him, so like he literally all he did was drink. He was like an alcoholic, and he would like he could turn to a dragon, so he would fly all the way up to like Sky Islands and just like jump off mm-hmm. and like land on the ground like 10,000 feet below and just like get back up and just be like, dang it, I'm still alive. Like, that's all he did. That just reminds me of that. But all right, I'm gonna say. Peace out. Thank you for listening. Next week we will have either one new show or a couple new shows.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that's mm-hmm. it, man. Any closing thoughts from you?
Bleach is starting to feel overrated. That's it.
All right. Peace out.
Peace.